USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden will address a joint session of Congress this week and is expected to roll out a spending plan to fund education and child care programs. That is, lawmakers debate over his more than $2 trillion infrastructure plan. Republican senators have responded with a counter-proposal, a plan they're calling a more targeted approach that focuses on only physical infrastructure projects like roads and bridges. Congresswoman Kat Kamick says the biggest issue will be how to pay for any spending plan. The Florida Republican tells Fox News that the White House's agenda is adding too much to the national debt.
We have no way to pay for this. We have record levels of national debt. And if you look at the plan that the Republicans put forward, it's a fraction, but it deals with all the core issues and infrastructure that we have to deal with failing roads, failing bridges. We have got to get back to the basics in this country.
This is USA Radio News.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. Ah, the new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm-raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile, and that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon. 15% off and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says he believes that the CDC will issue new guidance soon around mandating mask wearing outdoors. The White House's chief medical advisor said Sunday that the risk of spreading COVID while engaging in outdoor activities is low, and lifting those mandates makes common sense. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb agrees it's time to start rolling back some of those regulations that make less sense. He tells CBS's Face the Nation that includes outdoor mask mandates.
I think we need to lean more aggressively forward and look at ways to try to relax some of the provisions that don't really make as much sense anymore. And probably the ones that we should be looking at the hardest are things done outside. I think we should be thinking about lifting mask ordinances outside. I think we should be thinking about lifting limits on gatherings outside and trying to encourage people to go outside now that the weather is warming, take more activities outside in the face of declining risk overall. Again, I think that these declines we're seeing really locked in at this point, so I don't think we need to be as worried that as we take our foot off the brake, things are going to surge again.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Congressional Democrats are making a push for police reform in the wake of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin's conviction for the murder of George Floyd.
A bill in the House, the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act, would make several changes to police departments and allow the Justice Department to issue subpoenas when investigating systemic discrimination. California Democrat Karen Bass is the bill's lead sponsor.
We have to find a way to hold officers accountable so this type of behavior ends.
Representative Bass on Fox News Sunday. Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota expressed her support for the bill on NBC's Meet the Press.
You cannot have true justice when chokeholds and knees on the neck are still being considered legitimate in some places.
The bill creates a national database for complaints and records of police misconduct. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And restaurants are struggling, so a Florida McDonald's tried something different. Mike Fortier has the story.
The owner of a Tampa McDonald's says this is the hardest time he has had finding workers in decades. He's so desperate he told his GM and supervisor to do whatever it took to hire more help. So they advertised on the marquee that not only were they hiring, but they would pay $50 to anyone they interviewed. And it didn't work. The owner tells Business Insider across 60 locations he only hired 115 people, less than two per store. He's considering raising the starting pay again, this time to $13 an hour, but he says it's going to continue to be hard to find good help as long as it pays more to collect unemployment. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.